It's Sunday. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
I'm not wearing any green.
I don't think I have anything green. No, I have things that are green.
Do you know why they care about the clover?
Besides the luck element?
No, luck's the four leaf.
Oh, no, I don't care. Why? I mean, I do care. What? No, I have no idea.
Because some Irish Catholic Christian whatever used the three clovers to be like
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, so they started wearing that, and then it turned into wearing green.
What's the fourth one?
Well, that's luck.
Oh, but I mean, if God's on your side, do you need luck?
It's always gonna help.
God doesn't. Who are the famous lucky characters from the Bible?
Jesus Christ.
Was he lucky?
Yeah.
He got nailed.
Came back from the dead. Pretty lucky.
He got nailed, dude.
I think he's pretty lucky to come back from the dead.
I guess. Well, right. I guess.
Turned water into wine? That seems lucky. How many times did you try that when it didn't work?
Is magic lucky?
I don't know. It seems like it. If it wasn't lucky, luck is like it doesn't always happen, right? It's like against the odds. I think all of the Bible is kind of against the odds. The fact that the Bible is the Bible is kind of lucky.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, right. Like, congrats, you wrote this thing and it became an archetypal text.
Someone needed to consolidate power of the poor people somehow.
I wonder who wrote the Bible, like, besides it being obviously the revealed word of God. Like, I wonder if it was, like, a bunch of guys. It must have been, like, a bunch of guys, right?
You know that, like, the second part is a bunch of letters. That's why it's John and Matthew and whatever.
Oh.
Ecclesiastes is like a letter to them.
It was like bros writing to each other?
Yeah.
From different parts of...
Yeah, it's basically just text messages. It's a curated book of text messages.
Has anyone tried to make like a... like an emoji Bible or a...
I'm sure they have.
I think I'm dumb now.
You know my good idea for the Bible?
No, what? Oh, yeah. Lady Bible.
Yeah, just invert all of the... pronouns.
One of the first things that you did when we started dating was that you would send me reams of text of the Bible with the inverted pronouns. It's actually kind of powerful when you read it. Like the classic thing. What if it was a woman?
Yeah, it's called Lady Bible.
Man. What were you? The Queen James, right? It was your Queen James edition.
Yeah.
I'm out of it. I'm out of it.
That and Peaches and Queen? I have a real Queen fetish, huh?
Weird.
I just like royalty.
You do?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Because I want to be the man behind, you know?
You hate authority.
Yeah, but like, I don't want to be authority. I just want to be able to manipulate authority.
You're doing it in this relationship.
Feels like it.
I think I'm worried. I was trying to have thoughts today, and I was like, I don't have them. I'm not, like, I can't do this.
On a scale of 1 to 5, where are you at mentally right now?
I think I'm at a 2.